spiritual and totem insights for the day, the praying mantis. Today, the praying mantis shows itself to me and speaks of how humanity has lost its way. But to take a breath and understand, we can find it again if we are willing to step into integrity, honor, respect, love, and the unconditional acceptance of things and people that are different from us. It is time we set aside petty differences and come together within our similarities. We all have family and people we care about that care about us. We all have things in our lives that matter to each of us. We all have stories to tell and share. Stories that are good, bad, indifferent, but that can teach each other lessons of acceptance, tolerance, and how to stand together again as humans. In other words, how to find our humanity. Praying Mantis shares that we have gotten lost in the daily activity and chaos of our own lives, that we have forgotten to listen to our own inner voices. And that, with that said, it is time to take a step back and breathe in the seven sacred breaths. Reground, replenish what we have given away to this moment. Possibly do some simple meditation to recenter ourselves and remember our true self, our true path. Take a moment and breathe. Look at all that is sacred around us, the beauty of even the simplest thing or thought. Time to contemplate before stepping back into life. And by doing this, you will rekindle the purpose and meaning that you are needed at this time. Praying Mantis teaches us to return to the core of who we are born as, to step on our path with thoughtful placement of how we will imprint ourselves into the world around us, to carefully consider how we will move forward in positives and be prepared to step quickly and decisively when we need to. It is time to listen to our intuition. Do not push it away. It has guided you through your life sometimes without us even realizing. Trust what you are sensing, what you are feeling, and move or stand accordingly to that inner voice. I am Bear Medicine Walker, and I am dedicated to educating and sharing the lessons, teachings, and culture that I have been taught by my elders and journey with the world. It is not enough merely to learn the ways of our elders. We must honor those traditions by sharing and educating the world, inspiring others, inspiring our youth through the music, the arts, and the stories. Join me as I continue the Sacred Hoop Project, the Year of Truths in 2016. Mitakyu Oisin. Music is provided by Chris Faree and is available on iTunes and at www.chrisfaree.com.